As we prepare to enter into a time of prayer, I have several joys and concerns to share, but first an announcement of sorts. We have gotten several phone calls in recent days from folks who have not received their Hurls or Enlightener. We continue to have postal service issues, but if you are concerned because you are not getting the news, let me remind you that all of St. John's publications may be accessed on our website. So if you have internet access and are familiar with our website, please check that out. All of the latest news is there for you. And now several joys. Several people celebrated birthdays this past week, and we continue to celebrate with them. Tyler Malachowski, Karen Bieber, Bill Leslie, Mark Bruin, and Leslie Hendricks. And we have several concerns. We keep in our prayers the family of Bob Fennell, lifelong member of St. John's, having grown up here and in this community. Bob passed away peacefully on March 2nd. He was 90 years old. We also keep in our prayers Ian Brown, who has been in Lansdale Hospital, Den Elman, who has been in Temple Hospital, John Reinhart, son-in-law of Joe Fair, who is battling cancer, and then a young friend of Emily Truscott, Rochelle Price Engel, also battling cancer. We keep in our prayers Marjorie Maston, wife of Olin Maston, who for many years has been involved in the chess club that meets here at St. John's. And finally, we keep Charlie Borium in our prayers. Charlie, Sumiko's dad, is dealing with some health issues as well. As we come to this time of prayer, be assured that God, our lifesaver, the one who loves us no matter what, is listening. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are more than halfway through this season of Lent, but not unlike the season of unrelenting Lent that has been this past year, it is still hard to believe there is light at the end of the tunnel. Still hard to see that light glimmering in the distance. You have promised to be our lifesaver. You sent your Son Jesus to make that promise real. May we hold on to your promise and your saving love as we continue on this journey and as we continue to seek to live our lives in ways that honor you. The warm sunshine of the past several days has lifted our spirits. Bulbs sprouting to life have given us hope. More vaccines and more arms have caused us to celebrate. And the goodness of so many people in this broken world has assured us that ultimately, love does win. You win. Truth wins. May we always remember that your deep desire is for us to experience life in all of its fullness. As weary as we are, may we continue to look for ways to experience life fully and to help others do the same. Hear our prayers, loving God, as we cry out to you on behalf of those who need your healing touch, for those who need to feel your presence, your comfort, your strength, in ways that are compellingly real. We pray, O God, for Ian, John, Rochelle, Charlie, Den, Marjorie, and for Bob's family as they mourn his passing. Hear also our prayers of thanksgiving. As we celebrate with those who have enjoyed birthdays this past week and other milestones, be with Tyler, Karen, Bill, Leslie, and Mark. May they know how much their lives matter. As we continue to encounter racism and injustice in the world around us, give us the courage to speak up, to challenge the way things have been for far too long, to examine our own lives and the advantages that are or are not ours because of the color of our skin. May we be willing to do the hard work that breaks down walls, builds bridges, and creates the beloved community you envisioned from the start. There is room at the table, at your table, for all who wish to be there. Rather than carefully guarding our place at the table, may we dare to make room for those who have never had a chance to experience the abundance that is yours, not ours, to clutch onto and hoard. Hear now our silent prayers, merciful God. Quiet the noise within us so that we might hear you and sense your presence wherever we may be at this moment in time. O God, for quiet moments and listening ears, for reason to hope, we give you thanks. May we continue to journey toward the light that is you and your love as we continue during this season of Lent to listen for your voice and to seek to do your important work. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever this day, this week, this continued season of Lent holds, may you know that God holds you, that the peace of Christ is around you and within you, and that the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.